Marketplace is supported by Avalara, tax automation for business. Avalara is designed to simplify business tax by performing real-time tax calculations and enabling automatic return filing. Avalara.com.
August the 12th of last year, Donald Trump comes to Erie, Pennsylvania, and he promises this.
We're going to bring back our jobs to Pennsylvania. We're going to bring back our jobs to the United States.
We are here today and on and off for the next year to see how that is playing in a place where those promises feel very, very real. From American Public Media Live today in Erie, Pennsylvania, this is Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Baird, a financial partner guiding families, businesses, communities, and institutions since 1919. RWBaird.com has more information. And by ADT, helping protect what matters most for over 140 years. The ADT yard sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. Learn more at ADT.com.
It is Thursday, the 19th of January. I'm Kai Rizdal. Good to have you along. We are live at the Brew Erie in Erie, Pennsylvania today. Maybe you can hear the crowd if the crowd would like to be heard. We are here. I know. Although it's bad that you have to ask for applause, I guess. We are here today because of this.
Manufacturing way down. Jobs way down. You go to other countries, they're taking our companies. They're taking our jobs.
So here is what we are going to do today and over the first year or so of the Trump administration. We're going to come to Erie every now and then to talk to people, to talk to them about the promises that the soon-to-be president made when he was running for a series that we are going to call The Big Promise. I said this Tuesday in our story from the Polish Falcons. Maybe you remember it, but it bears repeating as we get going here today. Erie County is an old-line manufacturing county where a lot of the manufacturing has left and taken the jobs with it. It's also a place that went Obama, Obama, Trump the past three election cycles. So we are going to start today with some Trump voters. Joe Orengia and his wife Sandra Lee, they are both small business owners here in Erie. Joe owns Joe's Gym. Sandra Lee owns Custom Audio, its home and car audio systems. Thank you so much for taking the time to come today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Joe, you were at that Trump rally, right?
Yes, I was.
What was the mood? Tell me about it.
It was exciting, upbeat. We were so excited to hear what he had to say. And while being there, I agreed pretty much with everything he said, especially here in Erie, Pennsylvania. We've lost so many manufacturing jobs.
You, as I said at the top, are a Trump voter. You're also a small businessman, an entrepreneur. Tell me about your Pump for Trump t-shirts. You're a power lifter, we ought to say.
Yes. Well, what I did, when I heard he was going to run, I read his book, Crippled America. I agreed with everything he said in there. And this was written before he even decided to run for president. And so I went back to the gym, and I go, I got to figure something out here. And a guy in the gym says, we got to start a campaign, some kind of a campaign to give our feelings out.
Yeah.
And his name was Ed Ryan. And he says, how about a T-shirt with something? And we look at each other and go, Pump for Trump.
It makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
Total sense.
So we came up with the shirt, and...
Did you make money off them?
A little bit. I didn't make a lot. I wanted to get them out, but I tell you, I've sold them all over America, including Donald Trump's doctor ordered one from us.
There you go. Sandra Lee, let me ask you this. We're talking about the promises the president-elect still has made. What are you looking for in terms of delivering on those promises? What do you want to see from him?
First and foremost, for my business,
yeah.
I really would like to see the healthcare system be reformed.
Is it costing you money, Obamacare?
It's very expensive, and it's very difficult to afford insurance for all of my employees, and that makes me really sad. I'm a very small business. I only have six full-time employees, and it means a lot to me to offer that to my staff, and it's been really difficult.
So this idea of repeal and replace, you're on board with that?
I'd like to see what he's going to do that's different to make it more competitive, because the prices went up quite a bit.
Joe, what are you looking for?
I could go all the way back to my father coming here as a Italian immigrant, coming into Ellis Island, working in the coal mines, raising seven kids, no welfare, nothing, and we made it. and he taught all of us to be independent. So I could start back there and go right up through. I was a Vietnam vet. I'm a businessman.
Yep.
I'm on Social Security. I haven't got a raise in 3 years. Why? Because there's nobody in jobs to pay into Social Security. We got to get Social Security back. And I can see all this happening. You create jobs. You bring money back. You get people paying into that. I haven't seen anything done for the veterans.
Do you believe he's going to be able to deliver on the promises?
From reading his book, I've always considered myself to have, I'm not real intelligent, but I have a lot of common sense. And everything he said in there has to be done. And seeing what he's done, looking at the history of him through his life, borrowing $1 million from his dad, paying it back within 2 years, and turning it into a $10 billion industry, the man, and he doesn't drink either. Sorry, brewery.
Sorry, yeah, but, as we sit here in a brewery, that's a whole different thing.
And being in the health and fitness industry,
yeah,
no alcohol. So I'm looking at all this, I go, hey, this is it.
Sonderly, we did a piece yesterday from Union City, and I had breakfast with a bunch of guys who said to me, almost verbatim, Donald Trump has been saying what we've been saying around this breakfast table at this restaurant for 30 years. Does that resonate with you?
I think it resonated with a lot of people, absolutely. People want that. They want good-paying jobs. They want they're really hoping for the economy to turn around.
Yep.
Industry to go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do you believe he can do that?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I have no idea. I think he believes he can do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that he has every intention to fulfill his promises.
Right. Joe, real quickly here. We got 30 seconds left. Are you pleased with what you've seen so far?
So far, yes. In fact, my gym business, right the week after the election, I hadn't had a new member in my gym in 2 months. The week after, I got 4 new members. I'm like, okay, this is looking good. So it's picking up already. And I'm just a small business. I run a true health fitness center,
yep,
which I limit the number of members I have. There's only so many I can handle because I train everybody.
Do you get in there and lift with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to brag a little bit. I've been undefeated world champion since 1993.
Credit where credit is due.
And I'm 70 years old.
Joe Orenge and his wife, Sandra Lee, thank you very much for coming out. We are here, but Wall Street is still on Wall Street, the last full day of trading under President number 44. We will have the details when we do the numbers.
Manufacturing used to be what Erie used to be all about, and it is no longer that way.
I feel bad for the kids nowadays because they don't have the opportunities like I did.
That was Daniel Wazinski and Matt Still. You know, you lose jobs in a city as Erie has been losing jobs, and you've got a workforce without enough work. That is a simple enough formula, I know, but it brings with it a whole lot of problems. Scott Slauson is the president of Local 506 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers Union of America. Janet Anderson is with the Pennsylvania Workforce Investment Board. Thank you so much for coming out, the two of you.
Thank you.
Scott, we should say you're a trained welder. You've been a welder for 20 years. You've been working at GE here in town for a dozen years or so, right?
Correct, yes.
GE's been the biggest employer in this town for years, but it's had a whole bunch of layoffs lately. I want you to tell me about the jobs that this town is losing as you see it.
Well, we have a lot of we've lost a lot of manufacturing over the years, either due to free trade acts or due to other states just pirating jobs away from us. And it's one of the things that we're working adamantly trying to get back.
But those folks at GE, are they making $20 an hour, $30 an hour? I mean, what's the healthcare like? What kind of jobs is this town losing?
Well, they're family sustaining jobs. That's what they are.
Family sustaining.
Family sustaining jobs, yes. And that's what we need.
So tell me, Janet, about the workforce here in Erie that now is going through layoffs and is having to retool itself, I guess, for a different economy.
They're struggling. We are struggling. We're trying to remake ourselves. We are looking at ways to retrain some of the workforce. Mm-hmm. But our workforce, in many cases, is older. So do you retrain them? Or do you bring in new manufacturing jobs to sustain those individuals till retirement?
Well, so Scott, talk to me about that for a second, right? Because your members and other folks who lose jobs in Erie, but they want to stay in town, what do they do?
Right now, most of our membership is going through TAA, and TAA was born out of free trade.
Trade adjustment assistance, right? It's job retraining programs for people who've lost their jobs due to free trade.
Correct, yeah, and they're going through the training. I mean, they're going through the training process. A lot of us were born and raised in this area. It's a great city.
Including you, right? Born and raised?
Absolutely, born and raised, yes.
You went off, though. You spent some time in the military, right?
Correct. Yes.
And you came back. Why'd you come back?
I came back because Erie's a great town. I love it here. We got a huge body of fresh water out there. Worst thing we got to worry about around here is big snowstorms.
Yeah, well, I'm from L.A., man. Don't get me started on big snowstorms. Janet, let me ask you this. You've been doing this work for a while, 25-plus years, right?
Correct.
On a scale of this is really terrible or it's not so bad historically, where does Erie sit today?
You know, sometimes you have to have the floor fall out to pick yourself up.
Is that where we are? Because that's grim.
We are, I wouldn't say we are there. What I would say is that we are at a place where opportunity really is out there for us. So we're looking at marketing this workforce. We're not looking at sending them away, which is what has happened over the past few decades. So we're looking at how do we keep them here? What can we do to retool them or to bring in others?
Does the workforce here have the skill sets it needs in this new economy, which is manufacturing but of a completely different nature, which is much more knowledge-based and high-tech, right?
We're working on that. I mean, we've seen a lot of the men and women that came out of many of our local employers that are laying off. We are helping them to bring up their skill level, which is the retooling. Many of them are looking at additional skills in manufacturing so that they can have the high math that they might need to go back into a higher tech manufacturing.
Scott Slauson, what are you looking for from President Trump? He's made some promises. What caught your ear?
Honestly, nothing. I'm not looking for anything. No, we are marketing. We're doing it ourselves, and we were doing it before he came along, and we'll be doing it after he's gone. I mean, that's the way it is.
So this idea of trade protection and tariffs and
you can dismantle free trade acts and you can do all this, but you can't do it overnight. It's not unrealistic to believe that other countries aren't going to retaliate and get us into a trade war. We don't make a lot of products in this country anymore. So when you look at just dismantling free trade acts, remember, we don't make toothpaste here. We don't make televisions here. A tube of toothpaste goes from $3 to $20 overnight. These are things we need to think about realistically.
Scott Slauson from Local 506 and Janet Anderson from the Workforce Adjustment folks. Thank you both very much for coming out.
Thank you.
He wasn't my choice for president, but I think we have to give him a chance. And if he can bring jobs back, so be it.
A lot of people are very hopeful, and they do believe that because he's been a businessman, create some change. But it's kind of a wait and see type of thing.
That was Neil Conway and Tamara Bridgman right there. All these voices, by the way, are voices from Erie, Pennsylvania. Coming up, a look at what the economic future might hold for this city. First, though, let's do the numbers. The sad music on the final trading day of the Obama administration. The Dow Industrial is off 72 points today, 0.3%, 19,732. NASDAQ, 15 points off, 0.25%, 55.40. The S&P 500 down 8 points, about 0.3%, 22.63. We're talking about General Electric Transportation and how its business has affected the economy here in Erie. GE reports fourth quarter results tomorrow. Shares today down less than 0.1%. Mixed results from other big Pennsylvania employers today. Alcoa up 1.7%. Allegheny Technologies declined 2.2%. Also, good old Erie Indemnity climbed 0.1% today. You are listening to Marketplace.
Hey, everybody. Molly here.
It's Kai, but you already knew that.
You did. But we have something that we would like to tell you together.
We are doing a new podcast. It's called Make Me Smart, about the things we want to know more about but don't always have time to dig into on this daily program.
Yeah, and it's about you, too, the things that you want to know more about and the things that you're an expert on. We'd like to have you on the show, too.
And mostly it's me and Molly having fun. Check us out at marketplace.org/makemesmart. There's lots more info there.
And please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you podcast.
Behind every successful business is a story. And some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Where we are right now, live in downtown Erie, Pennsylvania. There's a whole lot of... I know, right? Thank you. Yes. Live with actual people, too. Where we are right now, in downtown Erie, Pennsylvania, there's a whole lot of brick and mortar. Some mom-and-pop shops, some national change as well, but the foot traffic just isn't what it used to be. The population in this city fell below 100,000 not too long ago for the first time in a century. And yet there has been a whole influx of new residents here. 20% of Erie's population, its workers and its consumers, are immigrants. Which gets us to another big promise that President-elect Trump made, sharp cuts in the number of immigrants coming to and living in this country. Delana Jackson is the director of the International Institute. That's a refugee resettlement organization. Bassam Daba, originally from Syria, runs an event planning business here in town. Thanks to you both for coming by the brewery.
Thanks for having us.
Delana, let me start with you. When yep. you, if you watch President Trump tomorrow and his inaugural address, mm-hmm. What are you expecting? Small chuckle from her, large laugh from the audience.
I guess I would expect on the refugee resettlement side of things for him to uphold what we have historically done with the program in allowing people into the country. So,
expect or hope?
Let's go with hope.
Let's go with hope. Bassam, let me ask you this. You are a small business in businessman in town. You've got an events planning business. What are you expecting now from this economy in a Trump administration?
We are expecting a lot, I mean, with economic, but we are hoping, I mean, for immigrant situation to be different a little bit.
Different?
Yes.
How so?
With the promising with the, he's going to stop the immigrant to come to country, we're hard worker, we have to flee our country, we don't have choices. We can do a lot. We're not terrorists. We are a human being.
You've been here since 2009.
Yes.
You're an American citizen.
Yes, I am. Brown.
You have. You have four children, I understand, two of whom were born here.
Yes.
What conversation did you have with them after the election results came through?
The day of the election or the morning when my daughter, she wake up, she asked me, Dad, do we have to leave the country? Because she knew that Trump, won the election. I told her, no. You were born here and we're from America now and this is our home. We're not leaving.
Delana, let me ask you this. Have you seen an increased response in your pleas for fundraising and requests for volunteers since the election? I mean, has it turned out in that sense at least?
Yeah, no. I mean, Erie as a community has been great. I mean, they've been supportive of resettlement. They continue. And we have seen volunteers reaching out, new people reaching out saying, you know, we don't agree with what's going on and some of the decisions around refugees, and we want to help where we can.
When refugees come here, Delana, mm-hmm. what kinds of jobs do they get? What do they do?
They're mostly working in entry-level jobs, a lot of plastics. Mm-hmm.
Lots of plastics manufacturing yep. here, actually. In town.
Yeah, hotel industry. Those yeah. tend to be the two biggest ones.
Yeah, yeah. Do they express to you, and your most recent groups that have come through, have they expressed concerns to you about the future of this economy for them?
Yeah, I mean, there has been talk about that. I think more so the conversation is what Bassam had just stated, whether, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to be forced to leave or not has mm-hmm. been first and foremost. So,
And I also, I understand you are, your group, International Institute, is worried for its own existence. Because if there aren't refugees coming through, there's no need for a refugee resettlement organization.
Right, which, you know, I think is something that folks in general are not really thinking about. I mean, we talk about adding jobs, but if you stop resettlement in a town like Erie, I mean, you know, it's roughly 200 people that work with refugees that would be out of a job. So then what? You know, where do those folks go?
Right. What is the conversation, Bassam, in the refugee and immigrant community around here about this election and what happens tomorrow at noon?
A lot of question, are we going to stay here? Do we have to leave? To be honest, most of them, they are afraid. They don't know what's going to be. Yeah. They just start their life here, and they are very excited to do, I mean, a lot of things. They are very happy to have their children in safe place, but they don't know about tomorrow what's going to happen.
Bassam Dahba from the International Institute, where he is a translator in part. Also, Delana Jackson from the Institute. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Politicians, they all gripe about money, 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 and everything. And I think maybe if stuff is happening, then they should take a pay cut.
I mean, they're ripping us off, and we live in a dead town. It's like bad. It's really bad in the city.
Well, and they say that the higher gas tax is going to fix the roads and the bridges, but what about all the money we've been paying all along?
It's going in the politician's pocket.
That was Diane Skibinski there, Nancy Dash and Jennifer Dash. We spoke to the Dashes at the Polish Falcons about a week, 10 days or so ago. All right, so we started today with a word that helped define Donald Trump's campaign, right? Jobs and bringing them back. The thing is, those kinds of jobs that the president-elect is talking about kind of don't exist anymore, and even the ones that do, well, the market has its own ideas about where those jobs ought to be, how much they ought to pay, and how many of them there should be as well, which seems to us like a great cue for a quick chat with an actual economist. Dr. Kenneth Louie is an economist at Pennsylvania State University in Barron. Dr. Louie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So test our hypothesis, would you, that Erie is a good place from which to draw larger lessons about this economy in the coming 4 or maybe 8 years?
I think Erie is an excellent place to draw such lessons because we are fairly representative of many similar cities across the so-called Rust Belt that have suffered tremendously from the dramatic loss of manufacturing jobs. In the early 1950s, manufacturing jobs made up more than 50% of total employment, about 50,000 jobs. Now it's down to about 20,000 jobs, less than 20% of total employment. So like other similar cities in that situation, we've really been suffering. But the good news is that much of the academic literature suggests that the cause of those job losses are much more attributable to technological advances.
Right. Automation.
Yes,
automation. Not necessarily trade.
Exactly. And so the good news is that to the extent that we want to implement policies to help those workers who are suffering.
All right. So talk to me for a second, though, about those workers, right? Because we have had a lack of specifics from the president-elect and his team about what he is going to do other than the broad strokes of protectionism, tariffs, and bringing jobs back. Were you to get a phone call from Mr. Trump tomorrow, right before his inaugural, what would you say? What is to be done here about these jobs that the market has other plans for?
In my opinion, the best types of policies are those that provide assistance to American workers to adapt to those rapid technological changes. Things like job retraining, education, early childhood education, get kids started early.
Right.
Those kinds of things that help us adapt to those technological advances are, in my opinion, much more likely to be effective as opposed to, let's say, trade restrictive policies.
Somebody suggested to one of our producers this morning that the example that Erie is shooting for is the Pittsburgh example, which, of course, had steel, went horribly downhill after the steel industry shut down, but now has come back largely on the backs of healthcare, which is a major industry in this town. Do you buy that comparison?
Yes, to a very large extent. In fact, I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. Right here at our Penn State Erie campus, we have a complex called Knowledge Park, and we are attracting entrepreneurs and major companies that are collaborating with our faculty and students to provide those next-generation jobs.
Also, not for nothing, plastics engineering, right? That's a
exactly.
huge thing that goes on.
Yes.
Yes. Does the economy exist in Erie that will allow the jobs Mr. Trump is talking about to come back?
Once again, if the true culprit is technological advance, then it's unlikely that we will see a resurgence in the more traditional kinds of manufacturing jobs. But as I mentioned, companies locally like Cybersonics, which produces sophisticated medical equipment, SKF Aerospace, which produces sophisticated parts for the aerospace industry, those kinds of manufacturing jobs which require more training are likely to lead the future.
Are you economically hopeful as a guy who studies this stuff?
Absolutely, and judging from what you heard from our earlier guests, one of the best assets we have in this area are people who are so dedicated to the region, who are enthusiastic about Erie, and who are such great advocates for our region.
This is kind of spitballing it. Give yourselves a round of applause, right? Because that is the thing that has come through in our reporting, is that the people in Erie believe in Erie. Spitball it for me, though. If we come back in a year, and when I say spitball, I mean like in 15 seconds. If we come back in a year, has anything changed?
It's always hard to forecast the future, but I would say I am modestly optimistic because the worst seems to have been in the past year and a half when we had rather substantial layoffs at GE and other right. local manufacturers. But that seems to have been tapering off. Jobs have held steady at about 20,300 in manufacturing for the past 3 months.
Dr. Kenneth Louie at Penn State, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
My business has steadily declined over the last 10 years. In the tavern business, it might pick up because I think maybe Mr. Trump will drive people to drink more.
That was Scott Little with the last voice from Erie, Pennsylvania right there. In lieu of a final note today, a quick promo for what we're going to have on what will be day one of the Trump presidency. A quick look back, past his prologue, if you will, at how Erie business is one in particular we're feeling the day after the election. Here you go.
The CEO and owner of the company lives in South Dakota. The morning I voted, I then jumped in a car and I drove to South Dakota. I stopped in Northwoods, Iowa, to sleep that night and started watching the results from the election and stayed up. And there was a group with me. We were like, we couldn't believe it. And we were like, Christmas has come early.
Marketplace is supported by Battelle. For over 85 years, solving what matters most in national security, healthcare, energy, and the environment. Because at Battelle, it can be done. More at battelle.org/marketplace. And by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. The economy is complicated, but Marketplace makes sense of it. Download the podcast and get the news, numbers, and analysis you count on every weekday with Kai Rizdal. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
All right, we got to go. We're out of here from Erie, Pennsylvania. John Buckley, Deirdre Goepke, Eve Epstein, Danielle Irby, Suzanne Levy, Andrea Seabrook, and Betsy Streisand are the editing staff. John Gordon is the interim managing editor. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks to the folks here at Brewer Erie as well.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.